हाँ
गुड इवनिंग।
हेलो, गुड इवनिंग।
I'm sorry about the 7:30 class, or the 4:30 class.
That's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Again, you broke up.
I said that's okay. Happens to everyone, really, sometime or another.
It's not my style to do that. So, I keep telling people if I'm late, give me a call.
Well, I think the reason we didn't, Brandy told me she thought you were trying to get on and couldn't. So we thought you were having problems with your phone.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
It finally caught up to me after staying up on Monday, Sunday night or Monday morning. So, I mean that energy was, kept me going for 3 days. So. Probably would have heard the phone because it was right near my ear. Anyway,
You're forgiven, so
it
that
happened to
takes care of it. Why don't we start with the Anabakalach, even if it's just the two of us, and then we'll see what the result is. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Anabakalach, Gedulat Shemim HaTatir Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Venu Tahareinu No Ra Kufrei Shayim Sintet Nun Nag Yibor Dor Shei Yehud Ha Ke The letters of the month of Kislev, the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, and the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Together, the Samech and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the Sefirah Bina, the energy store. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alabim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the current year, which is a time to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Well, we will start with the Lashania food, and we will follow that with one of the two verses, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Hashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Beyachta Hashem Yud He Bavav He Beyachuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal V'yavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech, Tavo Natamai Achoti, Udlabev Le'ene, Shitei Levivot. The second verse that connects to the energy of 5778 is from Psalms. It is chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha v'adoni lo kisiti. Amarti yode ale kipshai ladonai yohe wahe ve'ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to that energy. The first of those verses that we utilize is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we create tzatz ki yach, appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of these words, we have dir yam, a sea of tenants. The second verse, it connects to the year 5777, has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of that name are separated by seven letters each and are concealed within this verse, which comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazer. The the year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first of these is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat Velo Yachlu Lehashit Et Kol Ha'olot Vayehaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kilotam Lacha Yad Yitgachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Levav Leitkadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsur Olam. The year 5775. Has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishe mimeni lo tarteni ad biliki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavo Yiyan Asher Yitabe Sham Mushatem Eli El Nahon Wehalati Ichem Wehayayin Yeshno Varets Vihipasti O Tob Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse, there's only one verse with this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wissamti makom Le'ami Yisrael Untati Vishakan Ta'ata Vilo Yirgaz O Vilo Yosifu Bine Avla La'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And since the month of Kislev is the month of silence, as well as the month of miracles, we will be scanning the chart of the 72 names, but I will say the row number so that we stay connected and in sync. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, there are three names that connect to this, to the year 5778 within the chart. Name number 13, name number 14, and name number 30. The 72 names from the Sabiqin. We will follow the same pattern. Row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, and row 9. The names of the Sadiqim who left during this period, this day, which is the 11th day of Kislev. Rabbi Tzvi Aryeh ben Sion ben Rabbi Yisrael Abba Rosenfeld, Rabbi Yehoshua Katz, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Halevi of Pressburg, Rabbi Simcha Ashkenazi of Dessau, Rabbi Yechiel Heller, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout at the Revealed Wisdom page. On the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, row 19, the second column from the left, is the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you open that up, scroll down to class 16, which is section 18. And this is where we will begin with a commentary from myself. We have completed the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar. Please know that introductions, hakdamot, is the Hebrew word. In the Hebrew parlance has all of the energy of the following sections. The whole book is encapsulated in the hakdamah. There are 70 tikkuns that were written by Rabbi Shimon on the word Bereshit. We call them essays, but they're much more than essays. So we are starting with section 18a. Tzadikayo ach ta'at dachim metamim barashimim umatzavirim umatachat kayam diot bim dialim etatayim zayora biadam reshimatamam deihu demot adam reshimadayaria tamayim lalomana Rashima Deshor Lashama Ela the Rashima Denashira Em Saita the Raza Demila the Damot Panihem Pene Adam Upayane Areya El Haimin Arvayatem Rigomer Lechol Haita Arva Inafikilen Arva Tishama Kadisha Yudhe Vavhe Dinahir Bechom Malaka de Kalaho Chaim Dadam Dayu Yud Hey Vave Tesalik Bechosh Bakush Bam Hadimot Adam Dashakinta Kadisha Diayi Diok Nio Nia Ayehi Chutam, Chutam Deilaya, Real Haitmar Shimini, Kechotam Alevach, Dechakiyam Rata, Shekinta, Afalgal Diyan Hasatalik, Deela Diyokmin Nich, Laita di mineya le alam kahu kotam devahato atardiat darvak diyo daya vishimo dimare kotamala itadi Mineyad Tiyukna Dekutama Deishtamoda'a Deyaugim Kach Imra Knesset Yisrael Shimeni Kilchotam Alebacha Perishimu Detafilin Deyadinun Lekabelava Kechotam Al Zeroach Zeroach Katafilin Tereishinun Tilin Ritzoin Lekol Satirin Alev Vedaroa Ulachoninun Rishimin Dinum amya dekut shabrichu Riod shemini kechotam dachotam diot berit kodesh Vehu ot berit shivat shabbat kodesh Vayamim tovim ki azakavot Ahava tekifa, ayehi afrashota, tekut shabrichu, ushkinta mi Yisrael, kefa yeshu, benashmata, berocha venaf, fasha, megofar vetu, Ki az kamot aharad Yisrael miyachadim Shema Dekucha Berichu Barachimu Kulam Rego Bochar Daim Aimo Yisrael Biahava Kisha Kishael Kana'a Dekucha Berichu Yikna Alayhu Izamina dia pachumun min daluta teyuyi tehazina kene denukam uva alchama reshipeya reshipeish tehazina yitar shemala. Ishlachovim, Diliadi nun reshifi eshlachava, Yudke vyuk yad, Kimachaikhalim, Devati avoda zerava yetom, Nuch min me'amalik, Diyehu omi, Petari melt atvan dishama, Kadisha de nun yutke, Benatala nukma, Mine yahada, Udikin, the yomar ki yadal kes, 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 Yak vidai yahu. Reshifish Esh Shelach Avat Yudke VeYisrael Amrim Ribon Alma Achal Gad Yana VeGaluta Marecha Kol Tachmamcha Shemini Ketrotam Alevacha VeLo Yatadi Minan diuchnik diayach diayihi Chotam dilach shekinta dilach divadina Ant huyat dikir lan begaluta Rechota ma dekucha berichu v'dayo ayehi Shekinata bet ayehi v'day ba'apetachat Oraita b'vei v'dabereshit bet Reshit bet yehu v'dayo tzara Yekolach Allah Itmar Yireyat Adonai Haya Otsro Reishit Zinin Sagin Inun Beoraita Reshit v'kochad itparash be'atraya kadima'a Ayehu Hashem Kenani Reshit derako v'daoraita Ke'ayat be'tame un'kodi v'atvan The Kama Pakudim Diashi, the Lata Asa, the Kolaho, Kalim the Shem Yuke Vavke, Kadahu Dikir, the Shemi Elam, the Gomer Shemi, in Yuke Shisa. Zachari im ya zake ramach shisa mashma ala medachalu degavura Atravo pachad yitzach. Tikuna tanaya taniya tanina bereshit zaman. Yirat ma yishtar ma nun atvan. Shin bet viraza delila shev. The first tikkun. Bereshit bet reshit zeh hasha'ar ladonai. Tzadikim yavo. In the beginning, bereshit, made up of the letters bet and reshit. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it. This is the gate of the righteous who have permission to enter there. And those who are not righteous cannot enter from there. In it are inscribed and depicted and engraved the images of higher and lower. 18a. Bereshit. Bet is the beginning of the start of the creation cycle. What is the gate of the Lord? It is the understanding that the end is contained within the beginning. This is the same understanding that the righteous must have to enter that same gate. It is the image of making power of consciousness that gives it its eternal connection. Inside of this creation cycle, the images that are envisioned above are the same as below. I.e., the end is contained within the beginning. The central idea of the matter is Ezekiel's vision, with the four faces representing the fixed signs of the zodiac, suggesting the heavens are where he witnesses his revelation. How then does this relate to consciousness? The images that we transcribe within take on the character of these four faces. The lion represents the powerful emotions that go into the image making, whereas the bull represents the tenacity of the vision, and the eagle represents the soaring capacity of the vision and its ability to connect on high. It is man that by definition directs the vision via his holy connection that comes about when he has the recognition of holiness that evokes the Shekhinah filling him with that holiness. It is the Shekhinah that connects him to the world around him. The holy Shekhinah there in the form of Adam, she is his image. She is his seal, and about her it is said, place me as a seal upon your heart. There is a lot of depth in the last two paragraphs. The four faces include the other eight signs of the zodiac. And we get which of those go with which of the faces. That comes about through our understanding that comes directly from the Torah in the Parasha Bamidbar, where it's describing the children of Israel marching in the desert, but it's actually describing the flow of the zodiac signs as they circle around the earth, which is really that the earth is circling around the sun, and the sun is circling around the signs of the zodiac. And how do we understand this? The end is in the beginning is in the end. There's a lot of wisdom in that commentary. Shekhinah is the essence of man becoming, in effect, the superimposition of holiness that only comes from that recognition of unity within. It is out of this recognition that holiness is indeed the sign of the covenant, in the covering of the Shekhinah, through which there is revealed the hidden ways of creation. The Shekhinah makes its operations, its connections, via the love that is near and strong and is akin to the love Israel have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The thing is that in exile, God wants us back with him, close to him, and therefore provides the Shekhinah to be mindful of that love to guide us back to him. Anything which prevents the flame of the Shekhinah, vis-a-vis idolatry and the battles against Amalek, will be consumed by the flame of the Shekhinah, which is the abiding connection above that occurs whenever we remember the holiness we are a part of. It is the Shekhinah that is our connection, that takes us back to the master of the world. Because even the mere impression of the Shekhinah is enough to help us remember the way of return, despite the limitations of exile. Therefore, we can see that Shekhinah makes herself known the closer to unity that we approach. In this way, we are provided the signposts for our return. A lot of wisdom. I don't know how else to comment on this whole Tikkun 1, except to recognize that the more we can remember that the energy of Kadosh, the energy of holiness, that thought, that remembrance is our path to growing spiritually. The second tikkun. Bereshit pe'amim harav hem bataro reishit v'kol achad mehaparash mikomo. Bereshit bara, in the beginning created. Many times in the Torah there is a beginning, and each one is explained in its place. The first is, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei has acquired me as the beginning of his way, and this is the Torah, in which there are cantillation notes, and vowel points, and letters, and many positive and negative mitzvot, which all depend upon the name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. It says, this is my name forever. My name has a gematria of 350. Together with Yud-Hei is 365, which is my remembrance, which is the Zachri, 237. And together with the Vav-Hei, the 11, is 248. 365 plus 248 equals 613. 365 from the left, from the fear of Givurah, they were given the terror of Isaac. In order to ascertain the meaning of these first verses, the mind has to be open to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, together with the addition of the vowels, the cantillation marks, the dots, and the letters. The mitzvot totaling 248 and those totaling 365 that show the awareness of that is called by Yitzhak, or the fear of Hashem. This fear is the awareness that our actions have consequences, and we should therefore be mindful of them, our actions. in the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to unify with his Shekhinah, it is our purpose to unify with our feminine nature. This is how creation comes about, or this is the way things work. This phrase, the way things work, in the Tikkuni Zohar, you're going to find very meaningful, as we will explain as we go on, not necessarily tonight, but many times. The Shekhinah needs to align itself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to connect. This alignment is referenced by Ezekiel's vision of the wheels and their turnings. In order to get anywhere in such a situation, man must have the intention to connect, and the sole intention is the aligning force that makes connection possible. I'm explaining. In my opinion, the reason for Tikkun 2 and 3 in parentheses is due to different versions of the Tikkuni Zohar. Sometimes has this marked as number 2 and sometimes number 3. Bereshit Shemi Yirat Ma Nashayar Me'ilu Ot Yot Shav. Bereshit, the word fear of Yirat, is contained there. What is left? Shin and Bet. In the word Bereshit are the letters that spell Yirat, which translates as fear or as awe. What's left from the letters of Bereshit is Shin and Bet, which spells the word Shev, sit. One understanding of that significance is we need to sit to contemplate Hashem and grow our yirah, grow our awe. Then the mystery of the word shuv is returned in the fear of yud, yud. Without fear, there is no wisdom, as they have established. If there is no fear, there is no chachma, there's no wisdom. Because fear is the treasure store of wisdom. It is its storage, its hiding place, the house of the king. And Tikkun 3. Bereshit Rosh Bayit, the David Hadavar, the Chachma, Yavin Bina Beit. Bereshit, in the beginning, Rosh, the head, Bayit, the house. Again, these are the letters of the word Bereshit, rearranged into Rosh, head, and Bayit, house. And the secret of the word, in wisdom will a house be built. That's the end of section 18a. Does anyone have any questions? Section 18b. Bereshit Hashem Ve'im Layat Dachilu layat chachma, kimadi uchmuhu, imen yira, ayin chachma begin de yira, aya otra le chachma ayehi, ganizu dila, ayehi tamiru, Di Allah, Vayehi, Vaita the Hachma Uvaina Vaituman Kirai Vimachazi Limalka Liatleya Rishulimachazia Ela Badaitaya Viraza Dimila Hachma Lo Ishta Muda Ela Babitaya Kegana Da Amuda Em Saita Diyu Yuke Valke La Ishta Muda Denavia Vifosa Ela Baikalayo Jayahu Adonai Viraza Dimila Hashem Behe Tal Kadishu Yayi Kelaila Mishva Haikalin Mishva Ari Vialayu Amar Davidi Palech Lipane Hashem Viartsot Achaim Viamoda Yem Saita Ayahu Kalila Shevarakin Rial Yehu Amar David Hashmaim Shamaim Lashem Galit Yadi Akalal Bimal Amalka Bim Umar Ubamal Roshia Utakonia, Vivarnash, Vialma, Vadiyo, Levitaya, Ulhakala, Dayehi, Bet, Viala, Itmar, Ki, Baitya, Baiti, Bait, Tefila, Yikara, Lekol, Hamin, Umandiyu, Adma b'diyukna, v'yamoda d'emtsaita, alaya me'amar, ein tefilato shel adam, nishmata ela b'bayit hachnaset, hakeneset v'ha'ukbuva, me'ari matnitain, Uman dinatir berit atrkari Esh tamim vitamim bereshit berai barit esh Dinatir leyame esha Tegichanam avalmam deitasak Priorita dinatir la Itkere Adam, the Diukna, the Hahu, the Laila, Adahu, the Tiv, Ketah Paharat Adam, the Shev, the Shabbat Bait, Tahazi, Koman, the Natir, Ot, the Reed, the Yukniya, Reashim, the Shikinta, The tzaddik uman dishtadal, the oraita the yuchnaya, reshit biyamoda, the amatzayat, takonad reviya, the reshit kativ batacho, li sheari tzedekava, Vamoda yudke prachau li yedda inun kteren apa ape ina ta inun pachin desagirun rin vialinu itmar vayu pachrod vayim porashi kenachayim Lemala ilain terim kirohi Ve'ayeni toshikna fahim apa fe'ayna. Ve'atatho li sha'ali tzedek aylen inun. Tiren aynin durazamana deinun. Misata kalin ilora Beorach mi yeshur, itmar bechon upafanaychem, ishel yiyu, yachyu, bezazamana dihavainun, besatakalim beorach, mi yeshur hanacha, achlachon tamun tamim, alaya itmare, Ki tamot yibari du gomar tilat gevazni ayene inun tilat avahan teitmar behoela reishi ba'it avotam bat ayin teiyehi tekika ze'era Dashikinta de Ishtat Fat Viavahan Viala Itmar Shamari Raimi Kaishun Bat Ayin Vikola Biraza Devarashi Devar Devarit Devarishit Taman Reshi Taman Bet Kam Rabbi Shimon, Awagalu, Viamar, Ribonalmin, Aftach, Eni Listakala, Bechon Leela, Ava Bam, Bayarava Im, Betarin, Atvan, Tishama, Beparash, Raminda, Kol Et, Et al section 18b. Fear is the secret repository, the treasure house of wisdom, because it reminds us of the consequences of our thoughts and our actions, which are determined directly in the house of the king. Rosh is the head, the initial insight builds the house. When we remember this, we recognize that wisdom is only there in its own house. The middle pillar becomes evident when we become aware of it through Adonai, filling us with the awareness of Yudke Vazke. The Shekhinah expands itself to fill its container and then contradicts consolidating its connections. Then there is a further expansion depending upon the expansion of consciousness that is affected by listening within and responding to the designs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This container is, of course, Beit, also known as the chamber. The seven lands, the seven chambers, the seven heavens all refer to this filling aspect that takes place within Adam, or the archetype of man. There is a flowing, the consciousness of which is the holy connection, or the Bakodesh. The covenant is the conscious recognition of this flowing that continuously takes place within. Our grasp, however, never exceeds our reach, meaning that what we may conceive of, our grasp, never exceeds our ability to become the container, our reach, wherein consciousness flows into the expressing itself as itself. When I was in school, in junior high school, I think, middle school, my science class, the teacher made this statement: our grasp should never exceed our reach. And the whole class did not understand what he was saying. So he demonstrated. He stood in front of the class with his arms out to his sides, away from his sides, stretched out. And he said, "This is my reach, the length of my hands. Wherever I can move my hands forward, backward, up, down, this is my reach." And then he twisted, he bent at his side, he leaned over to the left, and then he leaned over to the right. And then he stood up in the center again and said, "This is my reach. I can grasp within this space. I can reach further, as far as I can bend." This is a lesson that everyone needs to learn. This paragraph is talking about our grasp should never exceed our ability, never.